Hey guys, let's go through our client servicing form. This form was really designed to go around the Medicare Advantage business that we do. So we can use this as a kind of halfway through the year checking up with our clients, or if you ever get a cancellation, this is a great way to get back into the house. So healthcare planning documents are filled out once a year. So when we look at the top of the form, this is a great way for you guys to update your contact information, your permission to contact, to keep you up to date with any do not call legislation. So at the top of the form, they get to choose which of the two contacting methods they want. So the first one is, I fully understand by having my client information updated, a licensed agent and healthcare specialist will notify me of, or the second option is, I fully understand that by having my contact information removed, a licensed agent and a healthcare specialist will no longer notify me of. And these are the things that we notify people of throughout the year. The yearly coverage and cost of changes to Medicare. The yearly updates of Medicare Part A, hospital insurance. The yearly updates on Medicare Part B, medical insurance. The yearly changes to Medicare Part C, Medicare Advantage. The yearly changes to Medicare Part D, Medicare prescription drug coverage. And updates regarding the changes to Medicare estate recovery mandates, which require the cash value of life insurance policies owned by the client or spouse for repayment of medical bills. Now, what that last statement is talking about is if you have a life insurance policy that has a cash value and this individual is going on any sort of state assistance, if the cash value is more than $1,500, most states have written in legislation where they can have the person cash out the life insurance and help recoup the cost when the state comes in and pays any of their medical expenses if they're on public aid. All right, and then we have some simple questions that follow up with these statements. To complete the process, to better serve the members of our community, please answer the following questions and sign below. When you decided to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan, what did you like best about the benefits? And this question was really designed to refresh the client's memory of why they decided to enroll in a Medicare Advantage plan. The next question, after you enrolled in the benefits, what did you like least about the benefits? So remember, this is a mid-year review. If they're having problems with the Medicare Advantage plan, I want to know right away. So this way, I can make a determination on is it a problem that I can fix? Maybe they don't understand how part of their benefits work, or maybe I need to move them to another plan when open enrollment period comes about. The next question, what would you change to make the benefits better for other members? Customers always love giving their feedback about the benefits, and this is a great way to show them that they're actively involved in how to make the plan better for themselves and for other members. And the next question is, who's your doctor? Write the name. Is your doctor in the network, which with most Medicare Advantage plans he should be, and does your doctor like the plan? The reason we ask these questions is we have a program now where we're interacting with doctors to help them build their practice. So if this is a doctor that likes how Medicare Advantage works, I'm going to make a call to him to see if we can sit down for a cup of coffee, so I can show him how I can help him build his practice. And then at the bottom, we get the client's name and their signature and an updated contact cell phone or home phone information. All right, I hope that helped you guys. Like always, if you have any questions or comments or concerns, just shoot us an email or shoot us a call.